ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. He hopes that a ceasefire in Gaza, allowing for more hostages to be released, will happen by a week from today, says President Biden.
Oh, I hope by the end of the weekend.
Mr. Biden says his national security advisor tells him the negotiations are close. The president was in New York, where he had a fundraiser and an interview. Thursday, President Biden and former President Trump plan to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but not together. Tomorrow, on getting ammunition to Ukraine and averting a partial government shutdown late Friday, the president meets with congressional leaders, including this man, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Without action by Friday, the country would face needless disruptions to agriculture, transportation, military construction, and essential services at the VA.
Gasoline prices dropped in the past week, according to the Energy Department, an average of 2 cents nationally. This is ABC News. A somber remembrance in New York City 31 years later.
There were bagpipes.
John Deere Giovanni.
And a reading of the names of the six people killed in New York City's first World Trade Center attack back in 1993. A van loaded with explosives planted by Islamic extremists blew up in an underground parking lot beneath the North Tower. Six people were later convicted in the attack, including the nephew of the so-called mastermind of the September 11th attacks years later. The victims of the earlier attack remembered on this 31st anniversary.
And William Macko.
Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Sheer joy and disbelief among students at New York City's Albert Einstein School of Medicine today. They learned in a school assembly that longtime Board of Trustees chairwoman Dr. Ruth Gottsman is gifting the school $1 billion to make tuition free for the current fourth-year students and every student enrolling in the future. Massive donation, and this is in the name of her late husband, Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The nation is paying attention to Wisconsin's new political maps. Former President Barack Obama tweets that Wisconsin made history by replacing one of the most gerrymandered maps in the country. Wisconsin Republicans say they plan to win over voters by taking better policy positions than Democrats. A new report finds a shortage of mental health professionals in the U.S. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the lack of enough professionals means more patients are at risk for relapse or readmission.
If there's no clinicians out there to do the work and we keep referring people into a system and there's just not enough people there to treat them, like, we got to solve that problem too.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Brewers baseball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kicked off their spring training games with a win over the Padres Saturday, but a 10-3 loss to the Rockies Sunday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says their best hitters must find their way into the batting lineup.
And that's important. You know, I'm looking at bats 3, 4, you know, that kind of thing is important to me, you know.
NBA, the Bucks with another win. They beat the 76ers 119-98. The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. College hoops, Marquette with an 88-64 win over Xavier. Cam Jones scoring 34 points on his 22nd birthday. Head coach Shaka Smart says the Golden Eagles show their EGBs, energy generating behavior.
You know, our theme for the day was EGBs, which are always important to us, but we felt like today, you know, we wanted to be at a high level with that, regardless of circumstances. And I thought even, you know, when the game was tied, you know, 8-10 minutes into the game, you know, our guys stuck with that.
That's Marquette's Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and warm tonight with lows in the low 40s. A slight shower chance for Tuesday. Midday high in the low 60s with falling temps in the afternoon and breezy. Snow showers tomorrow night with wind gusts to 40 miles an hour. Sunny and much colder Wednesday. High only mid-20s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation, right in the middle. You're soaring with Eagle 1490, the talk of lacrosse.
One, two, three, four.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who binge watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me. The weekend is so long when I can't talk to people over a microphone and have Conrad on the other side of the glass and be talking to you, the listeners. I missed you guys. I hope you had a great weekend. It's great to be back with another full show of Nightlight, hopefully bringing a little calm and peace and maybe even a few laughs to your Monday evening. Another gorgeous day. Conrad, it's like for like 10 days, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Tomorrow it's supposed to be 60, I think.
Oh my gosh.
So you got to get outside, Pete.
I got to get outside. We got to get maybe Brittany Merlot on at some point this week and find out what the heck is going on and if we should be worried. Here I am complaining all winter about the cold, and then it's beautiful, and I'm like, should we be worried? What's going on? We got to talk to Brittany.
I feel like there's just going to be a random, like, Wednesday in the next couple weeks. It's just going to snow.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. It'll be in the 60s. Then it'll drop to 30. We'll get 21 inches of snow.
I don't know about that, but just, you know, just a little dusting.
It happened about 5 years ago. Remember that April? It was insane. We probably got, in Marinette, we probably got 18 inches of snow that year. It was nuts. I don't know what you got down there in Kewaskum, buddy.
The most memorable was when it was like negative 30 out.
Yeah, that's the worst. I'll take global warming over that. I don't mind a little snow. If we get one snowstorm and it, you know, melts quickly, it's okay by me. It's not really up to me, but I'm okay with it. Got a fun show tonight. Tim Sowers will be here in a little while. He is the artistic director of the Overture Center in Madison. He's going to tell us about what's coming up. That is such a beautiful facility. They do so many like really cool things there. They have many different spaces. We talked to someone on Sunday, Wendy Jones Hill, about her show, The Hello Girls, which is playing there. So now we have Tim on. We can follow up with what she said. Make sure she wasn't lying about the sellouts. So Tim will verify that for us. And Tim's always fun to talk about, too, with what he's watching. And then, okay, this is exciting because this is the release day of the film Hall Pass. The film was written by Peter Jones, who was the first contestant on Project Greenlight, the Matt Damon, Ben Affleck show. Pete is going to be on the show later in the week. But he wrote a film called Hall Pass about married guys. I would assume it pertains to women too. In this case, it's guys that get a hall pass from their wife. They can go fool around or live like they're single for a week. And the film came out. It was very funny. Owen Wilson is in it. And who's the other guy, Conrad? Jason Sudeikis, right?
Yes.
Ted Lasso.
Yes, Ted Lasso.
Pre-Ted Lasso. And the two of them are very funny, and it's a funny movie. My friend Rich Brown added jokes to the script. He writes for Peter and Bobby Farrelly. He does a lot of like joke writing and punch-up work on scripts, and they like him a lot. So there's a scene in the film where Rich has to help move Owen Wilson into a hot tub and with another guy. And let's just say the other guy is very blessed and Rich's character is not. And it, to me, was one of those moments in cinema history that stood out and is forever etched in my brain. And I'm going to have Rich on to talk about that. And he wore a prosthetic. He was naked. If you've seen the movie, you know that, yeah, wow, they make prosthetics that small. And I joke with Rich that it's not a prosthetic. And he went full Monty. He assures me it was. We'll clear the air tonight. He's going to be here at 8 o'clock. Rich is really funny. A great stand-up comedian and a very funny writer. And then at 8:35, Chip Chinnery will be here. Chip is a comic, an actor, and an author, and the founder of the Chip's Money Tips website. He brings funny to finances. We'll ask Chip for some tax advice, tax season. We're in the midst of tax season, actually. So we'll get Chip's thoughts on that. He also has a book out called Charging Mount Stand-Up, where Chip is one of these guys who documented every gig he's ever done. He's got pictures of people he worked with. He's got stories. And he turned it into a book, and it was like a bestseller. So Chip will be along at 8:30. Chip and Rich are both redheads, by the way. I've got double gingers on the show tonight. That's never been done before in radio history. So,
or has it? And you just never could tell.
No, no. Don't listen. Conrad, do not rain on my parade. This okay. is a double dose of redheads.
Yes, first time. Okay.
First time in radio history. It's Fearless Radio. And it's Carrot Top's birthday today, the comedian. Speaking of redheads. So that'll be fun. Those are the guests. I spent the weekend. I like to catch up with an old friend called television most weekends, especially when it's cold. And this was a weird weekend because one day was really cold and the next day was beautiful. So Saturday, I did a lot of TV watching. I caught up on two shows. One was Chicago PD. And the other one was Law & Order Organized Crime with Elliot Stabler, played by Chris Maloney. I'm on the fence about that show. It's, I don't know what is going on with Chris Maloney. He used to look like a regular person. Reasonably good looking, rugged good looks, if you will. And a good actor. Now he's got the bald head going. He's got veins in his arms. It looks like he's on steroids. And now he's added a gray goatee to his persona. It's kind of strange. But I'm stubborn. I stick with shows when I start them, typically. And, you know, I'm nothing else really excited me. I know I still have a couple Oscar movies still to watch, but I delved into Chicago PD. I had like 4 or 5 episodes to watch. I forgot that they dropped in January after the strike. And Organized Crime. Law and Order Organized Crime. So I watched like 8 or 9 hours of TV this weekend on network shows. And I have to say, they just don't do it for me anymore. They're so predictable. The writers and the producers for most streaming outlets are allowed to take risks and chances that the networks still don't take. And I'm talking about the big three, CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox. FX, you can find edgy stuff, A&E. But some of it is just so, there was an episode of Chicago PD where this CI informant got shot. Oh no, he's going to be okay. He lived. I'm like, wow. Cause they usually always throw something negative at you at the end of that show, along with something, a small victory. But I don't mind. It's not edgy just to kill someone off. I think the edge comes from keeping the viewer guessing, but also letting the viewer trust the writers and the creators to take them on a journey and be okay with the ending. But this ending in particular, I knew that the kid went into surgery. He's going to be okay. The couple is happy. And then, oh no, he died. Yeah, everything looked great, but he died. And no details. Just for the sake of having someone die. It really bothered me. My question to you tonight, do you still watch network TV? Do you feel the same way I do? There are good moments. I'm sure there are good shows. I'm totally generalizing. These are just two shows in particular. And Law and Order, Organized Crime, is kind of, it's not like it's terrible. It seems like it's grasping at straws, though. They're trying to make the Elliot Stabler character relevant still, interesting. They're going into his backstory, creating new family members. And Olivia Benson on SVU is an incredible character. But I don't think the Elliot Stabler, they both started on SVU, by the way, as partners. I don't think his character on Law & Order, Organized Crime gets the same respect hers does. It's predictable. It's too bro-ish. It's just, I don't know. But that's my question. Do you still watch network TV? If so, what do you watch? Does it seem outdated or not as well executed? Please share your thoughts tonight. Conrad, we have a new phone number, by the way. Do you have access to that?
I did not know that we did.
Yeah, it's 855. I have to find that out. For tonight, let's just go with our regular. Is it 844, Conrad?
It's 844-967-2789.
Yeah, 844-967-2789. We will spring the new phone number. We'll spring it during the show because I heard it earlier. This one will still work, but I think company-wide they're switching to a new phone number for the statewide shows. And we are on statewide, so you can go to the app, the Civic Media app, click on any one of the stations. It will bring you to our show, and there will be a little text icon. You can text that way, too. But for tonight, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Let us know your thoughts. Conrad, do you still watch anything on the networks?
Sports. That's yeah. Really it. I watch Impractical Jokers as well, the new ones.
That's not really, is that a network show?
It's on True TV. Every week. Okay. The new ones are on True TV every Thursday.
Okay.
So that's about it. Sports and that.
I don't really I don't think True TV. I wouldn't consider that like one of the big threes, but yeah, that's you could probably stream that too, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't watch it live. Actually, I watch it back on YouTube TV when I recorded it, so I don't have to watch the ads.
Okay. Fair enough. No judgment. Today is National Letter to an Elder Day. Some of these are weird because you don't know what you're supposed to write, like a random letter to an old person. Dear old person, you don't know me, but I'm fulfilling my national day of the year duty. It's also National Pistachio Day. I love pistachios. I had a handful of pistachios over the weekend because I'm doing this like keto thing. And when you're hungry, and you have a handful of pistachios, the first thing I thought after I ate them was, this is the best meal I've ever had. That's how delicious pistachios can taste in the moment. And did you know Steve Jobs? Hey, by the way, we were talking about the KFC cheetah last week. Remember yeah. that Friday? I almost got one this weekend just to do some research for the listeners. I didn't.
The listeners should appreciate you then.
Well, I chickened out, so...
Yep. Nice play on words.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. Correct. I did not deep fry chicken out. I oven roasted chicken out. I might have to try one just to report, though. So Tim Sowers will be here at 8:35 from the movie Hall Pass. Rich Brown at 9:05. Comedian, actor, author Chip Chinnery at 9:35. That is a full show, folks. We've got a little bit of Hall Pass talk coming up next. Some groundbreaking scenes. Coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. I just set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfheim, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle, 1490 AM, and the Civic Media app.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Big night tonight on Nightlight. Got some texters weighing in already on our question of the night, which is, do you still watch network TV? Do you find it to be subpar to the shows you can find on streaming? I do, by and large. Love to hear from you. If so, what do you watch? Does it seem outdated, not as well executed? Or do you love it? Just share your thoughts. It's a very general question. Let's go to the text line. Conrad, you are ready to take text tonight, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Stretch out those thumbs, buddy. I thought I usually ask you that early on, and I just slipped my mind tonight. So from the 920, Kurt from Appleton says, I'm watching Blue Bloods, SWAT, and Chicago Fire. I'm a couple seasons behind on the other Chicago shows. Well, hey, Kurt, that is awesome, because if you're a couple seasons behind, you have a lot of TV ready to go. I actually love that. Sometimes I'll save stuff just to have it in the queue or the list or the favorites or whatever you call it. I love having a bunch of stuff to watch. So good for you, Kurt. I like the guy in SWAT. I used to be on Criminal Minds. Shamir Moore, I think is his name. Yeah, he's good. I've never seen SWAT, though. I have a couple friends, actually, on Chicago Fire. I've only seen a couple episodes. And I do watch Chicago PD, but not Med. Conrad, did you see what they did on Saturday Night Live years ago with the Chicago franchise?
I don't think so, no.
They had a show called Chicago Sanitation, and that was pretty funny. From the 920, Jim from Appleton says, yes, I still watch network TV. The NCIS series is not entirely predictable. Some of it is, but enough isn't to make it enjoyable. I think that's the key, Jim, right? It's got to be. At least at times, they have to keep you guessing. And I'm fine with that. I love that. I love, and the show Better Call Saul does this beautifully. They take their time. And at times, early on, I might get annoyed and think they were being self-indulgent. But as the series went on, you just begin to trust the writers. And you're like, okay. I'm okay with whatever happens here because I know I'm in good writing hands. Good text, Jim. From the 608, Aunt Carla says, listening, still watching network TV, but Carrot Top. I had him on a flight to Aspen, worst turbulence ever, and he sat in the last row, and it was bad. So I have always wanted to run into him again and ask him if he remembered it. Yeah. I can only imagine. His props were well kept in baggage, Aunt Carla. He's still out there touring. You could buy. He'll probably play Green Bay at some point. I think he used to open for Larry the Cable Guy. So my guess would be Carrot Top will work Green Bay at some point, Carla. And if he does, we should have you as our person on the street ask him about that and record it. Conrad, do you think you could talk to Aunt Carla about that?
Yeah.
That would be so great. That would be great radio to get the third redhead on and ask him if he vomited on that flight. From the 920, Jim from Appleton again, NCIS series means original, Hawaii, and the new one, Australia. Okay. Oh, God, they get a ton of spinoffs there, too. That's all they do. Suits now has Suits LA. That's the best they could come up with.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was the title they came up with.
Yeah, it's Suits.
That's bad.
But it's these guys that wear suits that live in L.A., but they still wear suits and they do the same thing. I mean, come on. I guess you stick with what works. So do we have a, let's play a clip. This, all right. As I mentioned, Hall Pass hit theaters today in 2011, I believe. I had this written down. Yeah, 2011. And my friend Rich Brown was in the film. He'll be along shortly. But let's play a clip. This is Owen Wilson and Jason Sudeikis finding out together that they have a Hall Pass and talking about lines they're going to use on women.
Hey, whoa, what's with the helmet?
Oh, chick stick motorcycle.
Tied it up.
What's that? I went online earlier this afternoon. Got a few pickup lines. I'll just get the ball rolling.
You must be from Ireland because when I look at you, my penis is Dublin. Yeah, that's a charmer. But you know what? I don't think we need any phony pickup lines. I think we can just be our natural selves.
Great. Yeah, if you know how to.
Oh, yeah. Give me the helmet.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hola.
Wow, this is awkward. I feel like I'm in my first junior high mixer. Yeah. We don't know what to say. So are you women from Ireland, perchance?
No.
Really? Huh, I'm very surprised to hear that news because when I look at you, my wiener doubles in size.
Oh, no. He means that his penis is Dublin, yeah. Like the city in Ireland. It's Dublin.
It means his penis is Dublin. Like, he's got a lot of bars and serves Guinness. That's Owen Wilson and Jason Sudeikis from Hall Pass. Do we have time for another Hall Pass?
Let's
do one of the shorter ones. Let's do another scene from Hall Pass.
Mm-hmm. Let's forget the internet, all right? You and I got to start playing to our strengths, starting now.
Good.
What are they? Well, let's be honest. Complete strangers do not like us.
Agreed.
But you know who does? People that know us just a little bit, like in a casual, surfacey kind of way, they dig us.
They do dig us when they don't know us that well.
Yeah.
Like who?
Well, I was thinking about...
Oh, hi, Fred.
Hey, Missy. Oh, here, I got you this.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffed grape leaves?
Yep. And some gyros. Gyros. Frankenopoulos. You're Greek, right?
My ex-husband is.
Right, right.
So, how are you, Fred? Are you okay?
I don't want to get into all the details, but my wife gave me this one-time deal where I get to be with another woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not bad, right?
Wait a second. Is that why you're here?
It's a funny movie. It's not like I wouldn't put it up there with the best Farrelly Brothers movies, but it was definitely, it had some great laughs. Very well written. Pete Jones is a good writer. Farrelly Brothers are great writers. Funny stuff. So we'll ask Rich Brown if he's ever had a Hall Pass when he's on. As I mentioned, he played the guy in the locker room helping Owen Wilson move. They lifted Owen Wilson into the hot tub. The other guy helps Owen Wilson. How do you describe that guy, Conrad, without being, he's very blessed.
Yeah. That's
in the nudity department.
Yeah.
And my friend Rich plays the guy who's not, and the contrast is shocking, but it's very funny. And I actually thought how funny it would be to be Owen Wilson, to have these two nude guys carrying you in and out of the hot tub. So it's Kristen Davis's birthday too. Maybe we'll play a clip from Sex and the City later. And Michael Bolton's birthday. Who doesn't love Michael Bolton? Besides a lot of people. But I'll tell you this. The people that love Michael Bolton, love Michael Bolton. I'm talking about, of course, the character from Office Space. I can't speak to the singer. Coming up. Oh, here we go. I got to read our question again. Do you still watch network TV? If so, tell us what you watch. Or let us know if you're down on it. I kind of whined a little bit. More of a streaming guy. But I'm sticking with network a little bit. Tell me what you think. 844-967-2789. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Tim Sowers is next from the Overture Center in Madison. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. He hopes that a ceasefire in Gaza, allowing for more hostages to be released, will happen by a week from today, says President Biden.
Oh, I hope by the beginning of the weekend. The end of the weekend.
Mr. Biden says his national security advisor tells him the negotiations are close. The president was in New York, where he had a fundraiser and an interview. Thursday, President Biden and former President Trump plan to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but not together. Tomorrow, on getting ammunition to Ukraine and averting a partial government shutdown late Friday, the president meets with congressional leaders, including this man, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Without action by Friday, the country would face needless disruptions to agriculture, transportation, military construction, and essential services at the VA.
Gasoline prices dropped in the past week, according to the Energy Department, an average of 2 cents nationally. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A second person's been arrested in a hit-and-run crash that badly injured a Minnesota woman in southwest Wisconsin. Police in Westby say Robert Purvis is charged with first-degree reckless endangerment. Police say he was riding in the UTV that hit and injured the woman earlier this month. Mitchell McKittrick was arrested soon after the crash. The FBI says Americans lost $350 million to real estate fraud in 2022. Faith Kimbrough is a local official in Indiana. She recommends homeowners sign up for a free service to be notified about suspicious activity.
We cannot prevent it from happening. We will alert you to let you know that's happened, and then you can call us and you can, you know, verify it.
All it takes for a scam artist to start the process is a fake driver's license or a stolen Social Security number. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and warm tonight with lows in the low 40s. A slight shower chance for Tuesday. Midday high in the low 60s with falling temps in the afternoon and breezy. Snow showers tomorrow night with wind gusts to 40 miles an hour. Sunny and much colder Wednesday. High only mid 20s. It's 55 right now.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the talk you can't ignore, even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of La Crosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Our question tonight, in the spirit of my own disappointment with network TV, by and large, not to say I'm totally done with it, but do you still watch network TV? If so, what do you watch and why? Let us know your answers at 844-967-2789 or text us on the app. You can also check us out on the stream. Conrad, how do they find us on the stream again?
So you can go on our YouTube channel, which is just Civic Media. You can also go to the Nightlight Facebook page, the WGBW Facebook page, and WGBW on Twitter or X.
And don't forget Nightlight the Musical.
Yes.
The live show that we'll be performing all around the country soon, as soon as we write some songs and some dance numbers. You won't want to miss that. On the text line from the 920, Drake from Green Bay says, CSI Miami specializes in at least three shots of David Caruso's character taking off his sunglasses for dramatic effect. That is my point exactly. I could just do without those shots. The 920, Steve says, I was a huge Big Bang Theory weekly network show that I thought couldn't be beat. But Young Sheldon is an unbelievable carryover network show that continues to have great actors and writers. Brings back so many memories growing up in the 70s and 80s. I agree with you, Steve. And as you may or may not know, we had Lance Barber on the show who plays George Cooper on that program, Young Sheldon. And it is. I think it's got a lot more heart than The Big Bang Theory. So I'm with you there. All right, you guys have convinced me. Okay, I love network TV. Also from the 920, Conrad's mom weighing in. Like NCIS and Young Sheldon, but prefer to watch shows without commercials. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Paula, I'm with you 100%. Even on the streaming platforms now, they're working in commercials, and there's nothing we can do about it, and it's maddening. So you know who I think we should ask about this, Conrad?
Yeah.
Our next guest.
Yes.
He is the Chief Artistic Experiences Officer at the Overture Center. If that sounds like a complicated and impressive title, it's because it is. Tim Sowers joins us now from Madison. Hey, Tim.
Well, I'm a complicated and impressive person. That's why.
That's why we have you on.
I know it. I love it. I'm glad you have me on. I love to be on.
Yeah, you're a great guest. So what's new? Hey, Tim, do you watch network TV?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Through like Hulu.
Okay.
My favorite show is I like Abbott Elementary. That's an ABC show.
I have to check that
about
out.
It's about all these teachers in an inner city Philadelphia school, and it's very funny, and the cast is great. And when I was in Chicago, I did a lot of work in Chicago public schools, and I think the show just nails it for the humor. And you know, it has serious subjects all told in a humorous way.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Gordon Ramsay fan, so I watch his like shows. Okay. On Hulu, you know. So,
those
yeah.
are like cable shows though, right? Gordon Ramsay, is he on?
He's on Fox. So
oh, is he really?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. I thought Fox just had the unknown singer or whatever, the farmer with the wife. I didn't.
The farmer and the wife. Like, come on. Like that. Come on.
It's unemployed actor in cowboy hat wants wife is what they should call that.
I think that's probably right.
So let's move from color television to what's going on at the Overture Center these days. Tell us how are things there?
Well, we're just busy as ever. We just had Les Mis here about a week ago, and that was a big sellout. And, the show has been running since 1985, and people still love it. And tomorrow night we have this Golden Girl drag show.
Yeah, tell us about that. I saw that on your website. That looks like...
It's selling a lot of tickets, and that it's funny because the Golden Girls, what are they, the 80s?
Yeah,
right. The Golden Girls they have all of these fans from all generations still very popular.
They do, indeed.
And of course, doing it in drag, they're gonna up the humor of it all, right?
But are they saying that the women in the original Golden Girls look like they could have been men? Like, why the Golden
Well,
Girls?
Listen to Bea Arthur. Like, look at Bea Arthur's voice. I mean, come on, she was so deep. Well, there are characters that that are fun for drag, right?
Oh, sure.
They're larger than life anyway on their television show. And so it makes sense for them to skewer. We had another Golden Girls show here a couple of years ago that was this puppet. It was Golden Girls puppet show.
Oh, wow.
And the puppet, all the characters were, you know, puppets. And it was hilarious. It was hilarious. People want to be entertained today. People want to have humor. Like, we had just had Fortune Feimster. Do you know that comedian?
I've heard, only heard, only yeah, by name.
We had her last night with two sold out shows, and she's very funny. And she had such a diverse audience there, and she was really down to earth and fun. And
yeah,
you know, people want to laugh.
Well,
they just want to laugh.
The Golden Girls was just a great show. It was well written, well produced. The actors are great. I mean, it's ripe for anything.
You know, the vintage television, I think, is back in because people are starting to watch the old shows again on all the streaming services, right? I just started actually on, I think it's Peacock. There's so many now, I don't know what. They're all like network television anyway.
Right.
I started watching the old Everybody Loves Raymond shows. And wow, that was a brilliant little cast.
Oh, yeah.
I was in LA one time and I watched them film it. I was in the audience when they were filming.
Oh, nice.
And they were really playing with the lines. Every time they did a take, it was different than the first take. And it was interesting to see what happened when it finally made it on television, what jokes made it and which ones didn't.
Can I ask you, Tim, how long, if you remember, how long did that taping take? Like, as a studio audience member, how long
were
you watching?
Yeah, so you got, the way that it works is you're in there for, I don't know, 3 hours, maybe. Okay. Maybe yeah. 3 hours. And you're in there and they have a warm-up person. And then they go through the show in order. And they film each scene, and then they usually do like two takes a scene.
Right.
And, you know, and there was a time when I was going out to LA to see friends and stuff, and I went to a lot of those tapings. They're actually not that exciting after a while. But that show was, because like the other shows I would see, they would just do the first take, then turn around and do the second take exactly as it was in the first take and move on to the next scene.
Oh, interesting.
But the Raymond cast changed all the lines around. So I think that's what partially made it a big hit show, is that they really worked on it.
I think it's so funny. When I first moved there, a friend of mine who was on a show got me tickets to go see a taping, and I couldn't find anybody to go with me. And all my other friends had lived there in town for years and had been to several tapings, and they were like, no, thanks. And I'm like, why? What is the big deal? And then they told me, and after the first taping I went to, I was like, okay, I don't really need to do that again. Like, I'd go watch them film Seinfeld or something like that. Kind of
well,
same
see,
with
that's
you.
Right.
Yeah.
You do the big show.
Right.
With the big cast, and it's exciting.
Exactly.
Right. I used to do a lot of the game shows back in the day too. I was like in the Price is Right audience of like 10 times.
No way.
And that was a crazy, pre 9/11, you would get there at like 6 o'clock in the morning for a 1 o'clock taping, and you'd be in the line the entire time. And I remember one time I was sitting next to these two women who were hairstylists from Indiana. And by the time the show started, she goes, no wonder everybody's so dumb on the show. We're all so tired. We can't even sit. But then after 9/11 happened, they would check you in. You'd still be there at 6 o'clock in the morning. They check you in around 8 o'clock, and then they made you leave.
Oh.
And then you came back. And it was more fun just staying in line, because there was a lot of fun. You met a lot of fun people and a lot of freaks.
Who are all huge fans like you. Right? Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right. And it was just fun. Right.
Yeah.
To do all that stuff. But so the taping, some of them can be fun, but some of them are just boring. Now that show, when you're in The Price is Right, it's 1 hour once you're in the studio. They just feed it through, and then you take breaks where they feed in the commercials.
Yeah.
And so 1 hour later, you're out of the studio.
I'm sure Bob Barker had it down by the time.
And he was a really kind man, because he stayed on that stage and talked to people over every break. He never left the stage. I thought that was kind of sweet.
That's right? Really cool. Yeah. Well, in 1 hour, and you're just like, that's almost like real time, right? I mean, you're in.
Yeah, they did the real time. I mean, they weren't editing much.
Yeah.
I remember one time they made a mistake, and it was sad really, because the woman thought she won a car, but she actually lost. And they had to go back in and they said, you have to react because you're losing.
They had to literally turn her smile, her frown upside down. Oh, my God.
You don't get the car.
Yeah, sorry. Here's a Schwinn Varsity.
And the audiences start screaming, give her the car, right? You know? But they didn't give her the
But
car.
If they make the mistake, I'm like,
I think
they can afford it too.
The car. They make the mistake, come right? On. Give her the car. It's not costing you anything.
Yeah. My guest is Tim Sowers. He is the Chief Artistic Experiences Officer at the Overture Center in Madison. If you haven't been, you have to go. They put on some really amazing shows. Tim, we had Wendy Jones Hill on last Friday, the director of the Hello Girls.
Oh, yeah.
That show sounds like it's going gangbusters. And how many spaces do you have at the Overture Center?
Seven.
Oh my gosh.
Four of them are main for performances. Like our Overture Hall seats 2,255 seats, and the Capitol Theater seats 1,089, and the Playhouse 349, and Promenade Hall 188. And then we have a couple other rooms that are used for like meetings and.
No kidding. Okay.
It's a crazy big place.
So the Golden Girls is there for one night. Is that correct?
Just one night tomorrow.
Are there tickets still available?
There are tickets still available for the Golden Girls. It's funny too, because I was like talking to some of the audience last night. That's one of the things I do. I love to go to the shows and talk to the audience. And for the Fortune Themester, she wasn't playing anywhere around here and people flew in to see her.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. There's some comics that have that appeal. Their fans are so loyal.
Yeah. We did. We have this guy coming up. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He's in March. Matt Matthews. Do you know who he is at all?
No.
Well, I didn't know who he was either. And the agent approached me and said, hey, we want to play him there. And I was like, OK, who is he? He's this TikTok star.
Oh, boy.
He's from Alabama. And he's a stand-up comedy, a social media guy, a farmer, and an award-winning boudoir photographer. Right? And he's crazy funny. He's on his farm. His little TikToks are like, he's on the farm, and it's morning. He's going out with his big boots on and his bathrobe, and he's saying hello, Dolores, to his goat and to his... And he's pretty funny, so I'm really kind of curious to see what his stand-up is like.
Yeah, like what he focuses on exactly.
Right. Because, you know, sometimes those TikTok stars, when we go to book them, I'm just like, do they have a real show?
Right.
Because those things are so short. And I was burned one time by that. But most of the time they do. Do you ever hear of Nurse Blaketon, who that is?
I think I have heard of her actually.
Well, it's a he.
Oh, it's a he? Okay.
Yeah, and he was a TikTok star, and he was this gay nurse, and he had a huge following, and we booked his show, and it sold out, and the whole audience was in the nursing profession.
Oh, that's so great.
And when I sat in the audience, and he was very funny, he had great material, a lot of inside things, like I'm never going to trust a nurse again. And, you know... It was such a cathartic experience for all of them that I sat in that audience going, I don't know if I've ever had this experience ever in my life before, where everybody was so in the same field and talk about relevance to them, right? And they were drunker than drunk.
That's so niche. Like, and they must have.
Right.
I mean, I guess it spreads like wildfire. He's a nurse like us, you know.
Yeah, listen, you know, and these comedians have such a following. Like we had, do you know who Shane Gillis is?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Right, so we had Shane Gillis a couple, I don't know, maybe last month. And we're putting him in the big hall. And what we normally do at Overture is we have pre-sales up until our big public sale.
Yeah.
And so Monday was the beginning of his pre-sale. And I looked at the sales report the next day and it was sold out.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, is this a mistake? And they're like, no. So our partner with it, our Outback Presents, said, we want to add the second show. So then we had the second show on the Tuesday, and that sold out.
Oh, my gosh.
And 85% of our audience was brand new to Overture.
Oh, good for you guys. Hey,
and
Tim.
And his social media sold out.
Hold that thought for one second, okay? Because I want to talk about Shane Gillis. My guest is Tim Sowers. We'll be back with more next on Nightlight.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season, and since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by Black actors. The first Black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more Black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back. Tomorrow night on the show, comedy writer Andrew Genzer, who wrote for years on The Soup, works at the Jimmy Kimmel Show now, and from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, entertainment writer Chris Foran. Chris is a good guest to talk entertainment with as well. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Right now we're talking to Tim Sowers. I do have to say, at the top of the hour, you're not going to want to miss my interview with Rich Brown. He was in the film Hall Pass and wrote a lot of jokes for it. He's going to be a fun interview. Tim, you were talking about Shane Gillis. Do you think it almost helped his career that Saturday Night Live fired him a few years ago?
Probably.
Yeah. He's got a
I think
big
about
following.
Those things. You know, yeah, he has a huge, I had no idea. Cause like, I didn't even know really much about him when he was presented for us to book, bring him in. And I was like, sure. And they were one of and it's like, I think about that, you know, Vanessa Williams, right?
Yeah.
You know, she's had a great career television and film and stage and all of that. And, you know, if she wouldn't have posed in Playboy back in those or Penthouse back in she was Miss America, would she have gotten a career? I don't know.
And think about what people do now and are forgiven for. I mean, that's like nothing.
Yeah, really.
You know what I mean?
Not, right. Exactly.
That's so crazy. Can you tell us, Tim, about the Simon and Garfunkel musical you have coming up? Talk about a great built-in soundtrack.
It's so beautiful.
Is it? Oh man.
Yeah, it's a. I wouldn't say it's a tribute show. It's kind of a tribute show. So there's two that are playing Simon and Garfunkel, and they kind of tell the story of their music and video, and they sing their songs, and it's stunning. We had it a few years ago, and sold very well that people wanted to see it back, so I brought it back. And it's beautiful. It's the way for me that you do a tribute. You don't really just pretend to be them.
Right.
You know, and it's all about celebration of their music, which is amazing. Right. And
incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that show so much. They're all so young in it. When they were here the last time, there was some like, they were young. I mean, these are young, talented, and they had a band, and their band, I was like, I went backstage and said hello to everybody, and they were all so charming. And I said, are you old enough to get to drive? I asked them, because like, they were so young. And one of them said, I just got my license.
No tour buses.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It's a beautiful show.
So, Tim, what do you tell people that, like, you know, Mamma Mia was on stage, then it was a movie.
Yeah.
Do people that already saw a film, do they still come to live shows like that? Like, I guess I've seen Les Mis a couple times after I saw the movie,
sure.
Which
I mean,
couldn't even
Mia,
do it justice.
Mamma Mia is a brand new tour out there. This year went out on the road again. It hasn't been around in a while. And, you know, we are near sellout.
Really? And now which stage is that? Is that at the big one?
That's an Overture Hall in the big one. Yeah. We have 8 performances of it. And, you know, it's again, the people, the music, right? It's all about the music and the fans of all of that. Like, look at the big ABBA Voyager hologram show over in London. It's huge. They built this temporary arena for it. And it's like you're sitting there like you're at a real ABBA concert.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's selling tickets like crazy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to London at the end of March, and I'm thinking I'm going to try to get a ticket and go see it.
Will that be Overture Center bound at some point down the road?
No, but they did say that they were eventually going to do a U.S. tour, but it would play the arenas.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's that big, right?
What can you tell me about the Trinity Academy of Irish Dancers? When I was a kid, I went to Catholic school in Chicago, and I probably saw more Irish dancers than anyone has a right to, and I love it. I loved Riverdance. What is this show like?
This is students from the schools who put on a show. Our Kids in the Rotunda is a free Saturday program where we do three shows every Saturday, and it's geared for the really little kids and their parents. And Trinity is one that doesn't fit in the space where we do it, so we put it in Overture Hall lobby. There are a lot of schools across Wisconsin that has these Trinity Academies. And so everybody is learning that. The Trinity Irish Dance Company is based out of Chicago, and they tour every year. We've had them in the big hall with that company. So it's fun to watch it. It's like crazy. It's like there's so many kids training and doing it. It's so popular of a dance form, you know.
I'm glad it still is. That's great to hear, because it's such an old form too, you know, and I felt like it was very kind of niche when I was a kid, but you do see it more.
Yeah,
and more.
That river dance show is still touring.
Yeah. Hey, we have about a minute left, Tim. When you're so into TV and film, but you work at the Overture Center, you know so much about live theater. If you had a choice, would you rather watch something live or a movie or TV?
Live.
Do you have to say that, or is that your real answer?
No, I think that's my real answer. There's nothing, you know, after all these years, someone just asked me, one of our patrons asked me the other day, don't you get sick of it? Because I like see hundreds of shows a year. And I said, no, every time I'm sitting in that audience and those lights get down, I want you to move me in some way.
Yeah.
And I still feel that way after all that time. But movies are my close second.
That's awesome. Well, you don't really have to choose. I was just doing it to be divisive. So that was a great answer, though.
Yeah.
Come back and talk to us again soon about everything you're watching and all the cool things happening there. We'd love to
have
you.
Anytime.
All right. You got it. Have a great night, Tim.
Yeah, you too.
That's Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison. If you haven't been, you must go. It's a really cool place to see a show. And I didn't realize they had 7 stages. Conrad, we can make that a drinking game. We have to have a drink at every stage we go to at the Overture Center.
There we go.
If we pace ourselves, I think we'll be okay. do we have time for that quick hall pass clip just to set up what the movie's about?
We can do a quick one.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what I'm going to get. Emma, do you mind if she takes my order?
Why?
Because she's taken my order before, and she'll remember it, and it gets a little bit complicated, so I'm thinking it could speed up the process, maybe. Even if it's not a big deal.
Little help? Lee, your unique barista skills have been requested.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
What can I get you?
Iced coffee, 2 Splendas.
All right, when we come back, Rich Brown is here from the movie Hall Pass. Rich is a stand-up comedian and a heck of a guy. Very funny. We'll talk to him next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talk about lacrosse in Wisconsin
without the yelling and screaming.
These are real conversations about things that affect you. This is Eagle 1490.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier.
Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.